This week on Hands On Wellness, I'm going to go through some of your feedback and share yet another device as we talk about getting proper sleep. Hands On Wellness is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Access everything you need online simply and securely wherever you're logging in from. LastPass makes security for your digital life effortless. Visit lastpass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands On Wellness is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy with one click. For 3 extra months free with a 1-year package, go to expressvpn.com/how. Hey, what's going on, everybody? I am Ant Pruitt, and this is Hands On Wellness here on Twit TV. I hope you all are doing well. I'm unbelievable, as always. Folks, personal wellness and fitness is really important to me. It does just help me get through the day and help keep myself sharp and just feeling good. And on this podcast, I want to share the things that I deal with and different tips and tricks that are going to help you get a better grip on your personal wellness. While you're here, go ahead and hit the subscribe option in your podcatcher of choice, whether it's Anchor, Spotify, Overcast, Pocket Cast, YouTube, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, all of them. We're all over the place when it comes to getting your podcast in your ears right when you're ready for it. Or you can just head on over to our website, twit.tv/how. That's twit.tv/how for Hands On Wellness. I appreciate all of the support, and I appreciate you all being a part of the Hands On Wellness community and helping us to grow the Hands On Wellness community. It does mean a lot. Thanks so much. All right, so let's go ahead and get into this week's episode. And I'm going to piggyback off of the previous episode where we talked about sleep. You know, I presented a sleep device that's going to help track how you're going to sleep each and every day. And just go back and check it out. That's in our previous episode, episode 11. But this week, we're going to piggyback off of that and get into a little bit of feedback and share another device. So first, let me go ahead and hop into the feedback that we received from Mr. David Blakey. I'm hoping I'm saying your name correctly. He mentioned this feedback first off inside of our Twit community. That is twit.community online. Hop on over there and check us out there if you want to join the conversation. And he also shot an email. I saw that email came through to hal@twit.tv. So let's go ahead and pull up his here email. All right. So Mr. Blakey says, "Hi, Ant. I have a $98 Fitbit Inspire HR. It also tracks my sleep and gives me a daily and weekly sleep score of out of 100. It's super comfortable to wear and it weighs almost nothing. It calculates my resting pulse when I'm asleep. I have used the Fitbit Inspire HR for 6 months. I am now certain that my resting pulse is related to my stress levels. I am now certain that a good night's sleep is easier for me to achieve because I can learn from my previous sleep scores." So far, this is a heck of an email. I mean, this man is... Mr. Blakey, do you do product reviews? All right. The email continues, and I condensed it down a little bit because it got a little bit long. But he mentions things that trigger poor sleep for him. Your mileage may vary. Lack of daily exercise, caffeine, stress, alcohol, food. Please give the Fitbit Inspire HR a go, followed by a video review. Sleep well. Cheers. David Blakey, living on the south coast of England. Now, Mr. Blakey, first off, thank you for sending that email on over to us. It does mean a lot. And also thank you for mentioning this inside of the Twit community forums online. It really does help us out, and I appreciate that. And yeah, you make some great points in there. And I do not have my hands on a Fitbit Charge. I'll see Fitbit Inspire. I'll see if I can get my hands on one, reach out to them or see if I can find one and just we'll figure something out. But with that said, I do want to say stay tuned, sir, because I am currently wearing something right here on my arm, and I'm just going to hide it a little bit from the camera. But yeah, I'm wearing something right there that sounds a bit like what you're talking about. It's not a Fitbit, but it's doing some pretty interesting stuff and pretty interesting analysis that I can't wait to share with you all. So stay tuned for that. Now, in his message, he talked about the different aspects of sleep and different factors that can really affect your sleep, whether it's your food or alcohol or heck, even certain activities. Now, last week we talked about having the sleep tracker headphones on, and it gives you a lot of different information as far as what your sleep cycle is looking like. Now, that's all fine and dandy, but what if you're seeing that you're like me and have really bad sleep cycles? What can you do about it? Well, this week I'm going to talk about the Sleep Score Max from the folks at Sleep Score Labs. And this device right here in my hands, not very big, not very small. This is a great device that's not only going to track your sleep, but it's going to give you a great analysis dealing with your sleep to let you know where you're falling short on certain aspects of getting all of your proper sleep cycles in. Really, really cool device. But before we dive into it, I'm going to take a few moments to thank this week's sponsor, the fine folks at ExpressVPN. This episode of Hands-On Wellness is brought to you by ExpressVPN. You need to have a VPN when you're working from home. I can say with full confidence that ExpressVPN is the best VPN on the market. Yes, I can say that. It doesn't log your data, internet speeds are always fast, and it's easy to use. So protect yourself with the VPN that I use and trust. Use my link at expressvpn.com/how today and get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/how. Again, visit expressvpn.com/how to learn more. Okay, so let me show you this here Sleep Max from the Sleep Score Labs. Again, this is a beautiful tracking device. I'm going to switch my camera for you so you can see it here. This is a beautiful tracking device that you pretty much just sit on a nightstand next to your bed. You don't have to put it under your bed. You don't have to wear it. And it's about 3 inches by, well, maybe, yeah, it's about 4 by 3 inches, not very big. It probably weighs about 10 to 12 ounces. And it uses a USB-C port to power it. You just plug it into your wall and you just sit it there and you connect it to your either your smartphone or to your tablet. I have it connected to my iPad at this time. I used to have it connected to the smartphone, and but I had some issues. More on that in a minute. But yes, you just plug it in via USB-C, sit it on the nightstand at roughly 45 degrees to 90 degrees adjacent to you, because these little sensors here on the top are going to do all of the analysis for you. It's pretty interesting. So let me tell you a little bit more about those sensors. So across the top, you have the sensors that are going to detect light. There's a microphone in there that's going to detect ambient sound or noise. And there's also a motion detection sensor on there that's going to help analyze just how much you're moving around at night. How are you resting? Do you toss and turn? How many times do you get up through the night and wake up? It's really, really, really fascinating. And I really do enjoy the fact that it has a thermometer on there that's detecting the actual temperature of your room. Because if your room is too hot, that may affect how you sleep, just as it would if you're too cold. Personally, I'm a person that likes to sleep in a more of a colder room because I can always wrap up. But man, when it's hot, you can throw all the covers off and take all the clothes off. Yeah, it's not good. It's just not good. But I played around with this device and connected it to my Android device, the Pixel 4. And the app was a beautiful app, but for some reason, it didn't quite function as well as far as giving me the reports that I needed. I reached out to the team at Sleep Score, and they advised that, yes, we are having some issues with our Android app. They have two versions of their app. They have the Sleep Score Max and they have the Sleep Score app. The Sleep Score Max has a lot more bells and whistles in it as far as getting a data analysis that you tie to this particular device. I could tie the old school Sleep Score app to it, but I want to get all of the bells and whistles out of this product. So I wanted to use the other app. So my alternative was to use the iOS version of the app. I don't have an iPhone, so I ended up just tying it to my iPad and sitting the iPad on the nightstand and walking through the setup for us getting my sleep tracked each and every night. So let me show you the view of it on the iPad and some of the insights that it gives. So now let's take a look at this. This is the view of the app, and you can see where I have some really, really bad scores. Particularly, you want to have your score at about 80% or higher. And if you look at my weekly average, I'm at about 45% for this particular week. Not very good at all. I know I have sleep issues. I do plan on seeing a sleep specialist here once things get a little more settled as far as this pandemic goes. But this is great because I can present this data to the sleep professional and we can really dive into it based off of some of the insight that the Sleep Score Labs app has presented. So let's look at this most recent night of sleep here. Again, the score is well under 80. It's at 67%. It gives you a mind score, gives you a body score, and it breaks down your duration and far as the different levels of sleep that you got through the cycle, far as light sleep, deep sleep, REM sleep, and so forth. I am a person that gets a lot of deep sleep, which is why if I sleep about 4 hours or 5 hours or so in a day, it's really not a big deal to me because a large percentage of my sleep is spent in the deep sleep cycle. I wake up and I feel totally fine. That's not healthy, but I feel fine. So now let's go back to the app. And with that said, you're able to see all of the different levels in the analysis. And prior to going to bed, it prompts you to put in a daily log that says, okay, how many cups of caffeine that you had, alcohol, exercise, any stress level and sleepiness, before you tell it, okay, let's go ahead and start sleeping. This is very, very important because as Mr. Blakey said in the email, these are all important factors that can really affect your night's sleep. Having alcohol before you go to bed, some people think that's a good idea because they're thinking, all right, I can take a shot of whiskey or something and I'm just going to pass out and go straight to sleep. That may be true, but it's not necessarily helping you with all of your proper sleep cycles. It may just put you straight into a deep sleep mode and you totally miss out on the REM sleep side of things where your brain is trying to do all of its work and get you fired up and get you back and fully recovered as well. So it's insights like that is where this app really, really shines. Okay, so let me go back to it here. All right, so we could see my score again is 67. The chart in the graph is where I really enjoy it because it allows me to scroll through and get a detailed look at where my sleep happened far as the actual cycle, showing how many times I woke up, showing how much time I spent in the deep sleep cycle and REM cycle, and even down to what particular time of the night that it happened. And you can also see whether it was a lot of ambient light in a room or if there's a different temperature in the room, like if it was too high or too low, but it just notices how warm or how cool that your room is. Now, so I get all of that and it says, you know what? That was your sleep last night. So let's take a little bit of the insight on this on your night's sleep. And for this one in particular, it talked about how REM sleep was really, really low for me. I only got 24 minutes of REM sleep this night. And as it mentions here on the screen, this is when you experience most of your dreams. And if those dreams ever feel unpleasant, it could be because you're processing emotional stress. Journaling or talking therapy could help you resolve these issues. I love that they give you a good breakdown to let you know, hey, this is what happened. This is why it happened. So now here is an action item to help you get a little bit better with this. So again, the sleep score max, I totally give them kudos on this. I do like the fact that it's not a wearable. I don't necessarily have to put a headset on. I don't have to put something on my wrist. I can literally just sit it off to the side of the room and it does what it needs to do. Now, if you're someone like me and you have a partner that sleeps in the same bed with you, that's not a problem. It's only tracking you because prior to setting up the app, you have to put in different information such as your gender, height, weight, things like that. So it knows what it's looking for. It's using a bit of sonar, if you will, as it's tracking your movements. It's really cool and it does a great job. I've compared it to another device that I'm using that actually does some sleep tracking, and the numbers tend to match up pretty much just about within a few points here and there. So they're seeing the same data that everybody else is, but they're giving me additional insight that's going to help me get better. You can get yourself a Sleep Score Max right now online. At the time of recording this, it costs about $120. When I first started reviewing it and demoing it, it was right at about $150. So right now they have a discount going. That may change depending on the time that you see this. At any rate, we will put a link in the video description so you can check it out and see if this is something that you would like to have for yourself. Okay. All right. So that is it for this week. Thank you all so much for watching. Thank you for the feedback that we get from you all in the Twit community and in the emails. Again, if you have a question or just like to share some of your personal wellness and personal fitness progress with me, shoot an email over to hal@twit.tv. Again, that's hal@twit.tv. I enjoy getting the emails and the messages, and I am more than happy to share a virtual high five with you to give you your props because you're continuing to push on and get a better grip on your personal wellness. Thank you again to the folks at Sleep Score for sending this on over to me. And thank you to my man, Mr. Victor, for making me look and sound good on this beautiful screen. All right, folks, thank you all so much. Make sure that you hit the subscribe options on your podcatcher choice and share out the show with all of your friends and family that are looking to find different tech that's going to help them get a better grip on their personal wellness. Follow me on the Twitterverse at @Ant_Pruitt and follow Twit on Twitter as Twit. Easy as that, right? Okay, that's it. We'll talk to you all next week here on Hands on Wellness. You all take care, do well, and be well.
Hi, I'm Jason Howell, host of All About Android, where each week I'm joined by Ron Richards, Florence Ion, and a rotating crew of Android journalists, developers, and enthusiasts, where we talk about the latest news, hardware, and apps for the Android faithful. You can subscribe by going to twit.tv/AAA or find the show in your podcatcher of choice. That's All About Android.